Welcome, Outsiders. You're listening to the H&H Outfitters podcast.
All right. What do we got?
I gotta keep coming up with these. Jack White.
No. Is this just Jack White? It's not any of his bands?
No, this is Jack White.
Just Jack White.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? I went and saw Jack White on Saturday night.
Did he play with anyone else?
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Olivia...
Newton-John.
No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Olivia Newton-John. Maybe it was Juice Newton?
I like that. However,
that's good.
More importantly
than what?
Than this.
The Kris Kristofferson tickets that
Correct.
We got?
Correct. 100%.
I got that too.
We gotta get some Kris Kristofferson.
You wanna hear some Kris Kristofferson?
Nobody wants to hear Kris Kristofferson now.
Sure.
Arguably the least talented highwayman.
Yeah. arguably the least talented man.
But
how many people walk up to me and go, "Oh, you're that guy in Blade 2"?
Yeah. the most talented songwriter of the bunch, though. Not the most talented guitar player, singer, or any of that. But arguably the most talented songwriter of the bunch.
We're going.
Would you say that he was the Jeff Lynne of the Highwaymen?
No, I wouldn't. No, Jeff Lynne is immensely talented. At many levels.
So who would he be? Because, you know, the Traveling Wilburys and the...
Oh, of the Traveling Wilburys?
No, yeah, but compared
so
the Highwaymen
to
them.
The Highwaymen and the Traveling Wilburys, yeah. Who would Kris Kristofferson be?
Yeah. Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan was completely useless as a Traveling Wilbury.
Yes,
I would say.
Yeah, and he was not that great of a singer.
No, Bob Dylan sucks.
I like Bob Dylan, but he's a fantastic songwriter.
Bob Dylan can eat the biggest pile of dude I can make.
You don't like Bob Dylan at all?
No.
Really?
Bob Dylan, useless. People like Bob Dylan because they're supposed to like Bob Dylan.
That's not true.
I don't want to hear anybody go, "Hey, and then the middle of lemonade, and then
thing." I think that you could say that about Willie Nelson and Tom Petty and all of them.
Exactly.
You don't like any of those people.
I like Tom Petty a little bit. But, yeah. Willie Nelson's another one.
You don't like?
Stop.
What?
He's not good.
He's amazing.
He's not.
Oh, man.
As a musician.
You get hate mail.
He's not good.
What are you talking about?
He's not talented.
What?
Dude, I could give you 15 people that are 1,000 times better and less popular. He's good at being popular. And people like Willie Nelson because he's Willie Nelson. He's
exactly.
A character.
Exactly.
Right.
But he's also a talented guitar player.
But Jeff Bridges played a guy in, what was that movie where he was a drunk?
Crazy Heart.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I liked him in the movie. I thought it was a cool character.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, neat character. I don't want to... He's not a great musician.
That's movies
different.
Characters from movies, musicians.
Right. Who's your favorite?
My favorite?
Your favorite? Movie character, musician, or band. You could go musician, singular, or band, whichever one.
Okay.
So real band in a movie or people playing a band in a movie?
No. A fictional band
fictional band and or musician.
Don't say that chick from Taken either, because that's just unfair. Anybody in Taken is the winner every time because it's the greatest movie that ever was. But... I'm not joking. You can play Gone with the Wind, and if Liam Neeson showed up and beat the fuck out of somebody in it...
He's one of my favorite parts of Gangs of New York.
He's the best part of everything he's in. But if he
showed
up and beat people...
He's the best part of the A-Team.
If he shows up and beats people up, he wins. I don't care what movie it is.
Good part of the A-Team.
He should show up in every movie, kick someone's ass, and leave.
Okay, so best fictional band and or artist in a movie.
Correct.
The name, because you put me on the spot, the name of the movie is,
I hope it's the same as mine.
Is killing me. It's escaping me. It's escaping me, and I want to...
Who's in it?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
Where he plays the country singer. With the
monkey?
No, that's Any Which Way But Loose.
Oh.
He plays a country singer, and he's like a Hank Williams. He's an old drunk that can't get his shit together. And look it up. Let's I think it's called, up. Like...
Mikey will look it up.
Yeah.
I'll
look it up. You go ahead. You go. I'll look it up.
That's an obscure...
No, it's my favorite.
Do you even know what he's talking about? I don't have any idea. Mine is... and I don't know the name of the band. We could probably look it up. But Almost Famous.
Oh, I was going to say, that was my number two.
Almost Famous.
Yeah.
The band
from Almost Famous.
With Jason Lee and all those. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It was the coolest. Like, that to me is the best.
Yeah.
Honky
Tonk Man.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Man. Isn't he in here? no, but yeah, I would say either that, the Almost Famous, or... The Soggy Bottom Boys are pretty good.
That's a
dude.
Good one.
That's pretty good. But I have to say, I really liked Bad Blake, you know, Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
It was such a cool role. But there's been so many great ones. What is that?
That's Clint Eastwood doing the scene where he's recording, but he's all... He can't sing because he's smoking and drank himself out.
So who's really singing?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh. Well, he probably really can't sing.
Don't you remember the song he did with Randy Travis on Heroes and Friends? Come on!
Oh, jeez. I forgot about that.
See, what are we talking about today? Not this.
I could go.
This is a good one. Let's just roll with it.
Compelling.
Okay, so what was the band from Almost Famous?
The band from Almost Famous was called... Oh, God.
Because they actually had, like, a song from that movie.
It was so good. Here, watch. I'm going to play it right now. Dude, that song rocks.
Yeah.
It is so, so
great. Stillwater.
Stillwater.
Yep.
Dude, what a cool name for a band, by the way. You know? Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I
Fever Dog.
Watch. We're going to find it. And it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
You got the song?
This is from the movie. Yeah. It was a jam.
It was.
And the lead singer looked like Dad.
It's Jason Lee.
No, Jason Lee wasn't the lead singer.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Dude, that's crazy. They don't have,
Here.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh, no, Jason Lee was a singer. The guitar player looked like that.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
Fever Dog! That's great. I love it.
You think that was actually Jason Lee? Sounds like
no.
It. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it wasn't, though.
Oh, man.
That was a Milli Vanilli situation.
He went from that role to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, Dave Seville.
Probably making a shitload off that Alvin and the Chipmunks, so.
Right.
All the...
How many times has he been Dave Seville?
25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to a spot on a screen.
It's like Emilio Estevez and Mighty Ducks.
What happened to Emilio?
He's producing.
He should have sheened it up.
Have you seen the pictures of the one kid from the second movie that have been hitting the internet recently?
No. From what movie?
From D2, the second Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's like, looks like he was hitting the meth hard or something.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yeah, he's all jacked up.
I love it when child stars go up.
Yeah, all jacked up. All jacked up.
I have a weird thing. I like to see people succeed. But I also really enjoy watching people crash and burn.
Yeah, I much more prefer to see a child star actually do something with themselves because they almost exclusively become shitbags.
Yeah.
So like the kid from Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Right.
Did Elf.
Yeah.
What else did he do? Bunch of cool movies. Funny.
Yeah, behind the camera stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's
so.
He's a success.
Speaking of childhood.
Childhood. Bunch of people in Pennsylvania did not have a good one, thanks to the priests. Have you seen that?
No.
Hundreds of kids. Hundreds. These priests were diddling them.
Oh, no.
Giving them what for? Since the 40s.
What? In, like, in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania... Did you see this?
I didn't read this.
Dude, it is, like, a major problem. Like, hundreds, of, they say probably thousands.
What?
Yeah. These priests.
That's
just going
terrible.
To town.
That's terrible.
That's
not what I wanted to talk about today at
all. You said childhood.
Right, yeah.
Okay, your favorite memory that you can think of right now, of when you were a kid and we went camping, hunting, fishing, whatever. Because I've got two distinct.
Okay.
Two very distinct memories.
So this one time, me and this priest.
It's not funny. Why am I laughing?
I don't know. Sick bastard. No, I, you know, it's funny. I have some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite trips outings that I really is, it lives in my memory is of Dad and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't go hunting or fishing for anything that you would think. We actually went hunting for rocks.
Oh, for the fireplace.
Yeah, for our fireplace.
Yeah.
He was looking for flagstone to put up on, I think it's flagstone or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. But anyways, he was looking for stone to put up on the fireplace. And so he and I got up really early. Mom made, you know, fried chicken as she always did the
mm-hmm.
night before.
Yeah.
We had those things. And we took off and we went hunting for rocks. And we found a bunch. And
it would take an act of Congress for that woman to make fried chicken.
Now?
Right now. Yeah.
Right.
But she made it 4 nights a week.
Yeah.
Every freaking night.
She spent most of her life making fried chicken. only the Colonel made more.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then the other one is kind of an interesting one because it did not have a favorable outcome.
Hold on. When I fell out of the back of the truck, were we chopping wood or were we going to get stone?
We were just cruising down the road.
But we were coming from somewhere.
No, we were going because we had the new house, which was like 2 miles down the road or
yeah.
a mile down the road from the old house.
Yeah.
So we were coming back from the new house. We'd been working up there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We were going down Dolan Harding Road.
Okay.
And you fell out of the back truck. Anybody wonders, that's what's wrong with them. But probably my favorite memory is you and I and Dad up camping.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out on the boat doing our thing. And
I know where this is going.
And so Dad has his buddy there, and his buddy has his grandkids. Dad wants to take his buddy and the grandkids out on the boat. Great. So he drops us on an island in the middle of the lake. Right? Not Englebright. Little Grass Valley.
Yeah.
Drops us on an island in the middle of the lake, says, I'm going to go give these guys a ride. Right? You got to understand that at this point, I think I might have been 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were 7.
This is 86, 87.
Right.
Yeah.
We were young.
Yeah.
And on an island in the middle of a lake. And when I say an island, it wasn't like a small little, hey, it's just we're out here. It was a big-ass piece of land in the middle of this lake, at
yeah.
least for two kids our size.
Yeah. Like and that big island in the middle of Detroit Lake.
So anything could have
yeah.
gone wrong.
Yeah.
Because... And then
mainly drowning.
Right.
No life jacket.
No, nothing. Additionally, gone for...
Hours.
Hours. Just left us there. Right? gone. Right? About 15 minutes in, I got to poop. Right? By the time he got back, pants full of shit. I got a 7-year-old brother who's just... Hey, Dad, come poop his pants. He's yelling and screaming.
Why didn't you just shit in the woods?
Dude, I didn't. I don't know if I could shit in the woods now. Like, then? Do you remember what a neurotic, weird little kid I was? You think I was going to crap in the woods? Dude.
I remember not taking a shit when we were out doing these types of things because I didn't want to stop having fun. And I would, like, sit there and just hold my stomach, and then I would get back to the house, and I would be so sick.
Henry does it now.
And I would, Mom would have to give me laxatives.
Henry
That's
poops
too much.
His pants, pees his pants, and I go, what are you doing? I just didn't want to stop. I was having too much fun.
Go ahead. Go
so
ahead.
I pooped myself.
That's it?
That was it. And I enjoy it. But it's a fond memory because I just remember that was one of the first times that trip that I could remember you and I bonding on the same level that I think we bond on now, which I wish we would have done a better job at as kids.
Yeah.
But those people sucked.
We did.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dad's friends and these kids he brought, yeah. they sucked.
Yeah.
They were super lame,
yeah.
And we didn't like them.
Yeah.
And me and you, that was like there was no other influence. We didn't have other friends to fuck up our shit. It was just me and you, and we were like, these guys suck. And we were making fun of them, and we were giving them a hard time the whole time.
And got mad. You got him back, though.
Yeah, what did I do?
His shoes.
Oh, what did I do to his shoes?
You pushed him off the front of the boat.
Oh, yeah. I did, too.
He took a nap.
But did they sink or did they float?
Oh, yeah.
No, they were gone. I used to do a lot of weird crap like that.
Okay, so mine, number one, is the time, and I remember it vaguely, so you might have to fill in the gaps for me because you were older.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was Joe Friend was there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were, I think it was Little Grass Valley, and we caught the tiniest little fish.
Oh, I know.
And Dad hung it from the tree on fishing line.
Right.
And then had Joe stand way back, like way back, and hold his hand up. And he took that. Someone's got the picture.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got this massive fish. And I remember looking at the picture later. I remember looking at it, standing behind Dad, take the picture, and framing it up as a little kid and laughing my ass off because it was hilarious looking. And then when I actually saw the picture, it was even more hilarious.
Yeah,
it was that one.
I remember. You know what's cool about that is that's pre all this technology.
Oh yeah, that's like a film camera.
Yeah, like he was thinking it out.
Oh yeah, he had to plan it out.
Do that. I mean, if you had
take
that
it
now,
to the Walgreens, have it
right
developed.
Like
wait a week.
That was some patience.
Not even 1 hour.
Yeah, that
wait
was
a
like
week.
A thing of like I'm gonna take this picture. And a week from now, I'm going to laugh my balls off.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? But today, not so much.
No, now you just do it. And then you go, hey, here, everybody in the whole world see it. And then
the other
go,
one
hey,
is
who cares?
When we got our hunting licenses. I got mine young. I got mine like 8.
Oh, yeah, when we went and took the hunter safety course?
Yeah, no, not then, though.
Oh, you talking about that pheasant hunt where I shot myself in the ding-dong, basically? I didn't shoot myself in the ding-dong. I got scared by a pheasant. The gun went off, and it kicked back and hit me in the junk and dropped me.
No, we went out after we did our hunter safety because I seem to remember Mom not allowing us to go shoot clay pigeons with Dad until we had got our hunter safety, of course.
Right, right.
So Dad takes us out. It's like evening time.
With the 410.
With the 410, a single-shot 410.
Right.
And you had the bolt-action 410.
No, we had the same gun at that time. We both of us were shooting that same bolt action 410. You didn't have your little one yet.
Oh, I didn't? Are you sure? I remember having this, because we went multiple times.
Yeah.
And in this particular time, there were so many dragonflies flying around that Dad just got lazy and said, ah, screw it, just shoot the dragonflies. So we just fucked up like 75 dragonflies.
Yeah, that sounds about
and
right.
And they were huge.
Yeah.
Huge. They were like the size of a Blue Jay.
Right.
Just blasted the crap out of them.
We had good times occasionally.
That was fun.
Our childhood was interesting because we had no money.
No.
And
I was telling Adam about Bisquick for dinner.
Oh, yeah, the pancakes for dinner. I don't know.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. I would love to hear from people that breakfast for dinner, if anybody else. Our parents used to do that, and it was like, hey, you know what would be fun? Breakfast for dinner. And it's like, yeah, hey, you know what would be fun? Poverty.
Yeah.
You know?
Adam's like, you know, I cook my kids breakfast for dinner, and it's like thick pepper bacon from New Seasons and like farm fresh eggs.
No, I'm talking
Bisquick with the cup. Upside down cup to make the biscuits.
Right.
And then chipped beef on toast.
Chipped beef on toast.
Shit on a shingle.
Dude, the worst food
Carl
ever.
Buttig in a bag.
Man.
25-cent bag. Milk, flour, salt, pepper.
It was terrible.
Bread.
Terrible. Terrible, man.
Prison food, man.
I think that's how we ended up being entrepreneurs because early, I know for me... And you know this all too well. I wanted money. And I found out real young, I could give a shit how I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't care. So started out with cigarettes. That's where I started. Yeah. I figured out that, because back in those days, you could walk into the grocery store and there were cigarettes just on the aisle. You grabbed some cigarettes.
Yeah.
So I stole them and like Swisher Sweets. I'd steal all that and sell it to people, you know. And that worked out pretty good. But then...
You and Santana were stealing from his dad, right?
What?
Cigarettes.
No. Santana, he screwed up my thing here. All Santana ever did is screw me, and here's why. Because I had my own thing going. Yeah. I had my system dialed in.
You brought him in.
Yeah. But I didn't bring in him until the porn.
Yeah.
Porn is where I really started to make the money. Because I started getting the new hot stuff. And I was moving this stuff. I had my secret trap door built in my closet. I had everything dialed in. And I had a weird childhood. And so, but then I got him involved. And he liked freaky stuff.
Oh, he got you.
And his mom busted him with this freaky stuff. And guess what? He rolled right over on me.
I'll never forget. I'm sitting home. I got home from school. I'm eating a bowl of cereal as I did every day when I got home from school. And I'm sitting
there. Why you're so trim.
Exactly. And I'm sitting there eating a bowl of cereal. And there's a... And it's the postman. And it's a postage due envelope from Santana's folks.
Nice.
And my mom gets it, goes into the... Walks into the kitchen. Oh, this is for your brother. And I'm just, you know, chowing down. And she opens it up and just... Out on the table falls like six of these things. And they're like, you know, swank. The gross shit. Right?
Club.
Yeah. Almost medical.
One of them.
You know what I mean? Like, they really take it too...
Anatomical.
Yeah, very anatomical. They take it too far.
Well, here's where...
And hold on. I'm just like, the table and my mom... Top of her lungs, Jacob Allen Hodgson, and he's nowhere to be found.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, and then, so my dad has to burn him.
Yeah,
you remember that?
But here's the worst part about this deal. First of all, in this pile was a Fredericks of Hollywood catalog. Okay, I'm not selling Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs, and I don't appreciate. Being accused of selling Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs. That's just that's some low lifey stuff that I don't get into. Okay? The club, the swank, that was me. I'm fine. I move a quality product for a discerning customer. That's what I do. Okay? It's fine. But he had a pregnancy porn magazine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pregnant women. And I was like, hey, that's not me. And even back then, I didn't mind being labeled a pornographer, but I didn't want to be a sicko.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll get into some anatomical correctness.
What I do is
correctness.
Art.
Right.
Yeah.
I sell a quality product for a young man to jack his penis to. I am not peddling filth. That's I have a line,
it's a
too.
Service. I'm providing a service.
That's
so
it.
My dad is at the fireplace burning these things like this. Yeah, I got it. Gotta burn these things.
Yeah, going through it. It never took someone longer to burn something ever.
Flipping through, it never took so long to burn anything in his life.
Like a couple times, you had to start.
Exactly. Anyway, damn it, Santana. So,
the only log he had was the one in his pants.
Then we got BB guns.
Yes.
And I took my BB gun when Kyle Randolph moved to Live Oak.
Right.
He moved out to, yeah, like 2 acres, three acres.
That was awesome.
It was a great place.
Cool place.
But it backed up to Walnut Orchard and I think a rice field.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take my BB gun out there and we'd go out and we'd shoot jackrabbits and, you know, whatever else we could find. And it was during, was it pheasant season? I forget. We got up and the three of us were just walking, me, his little brother, and him walking this field. We just hear this, bam! We're like, what the hell was that? Bam! This thing starts, and we're like getting tagged, and we're like, what the heck? And these guys are out in this field, not like on the other side of the ditch.
Right.
They didn't know we were right there. just blasting away, and we're getting peppered with shotgun shells. And I'm just like, oh, shit. That was a fun one because we dove, hit the ground, and we're screaming at them. And that was a very cool memory of being young and running around killing stuff. What else
See, you had, like, your childhood was different than mine because while you were doing that,
yeah,
what was I doing? I was always up to no good.
Yeah.
I was always trying to find a way to just either make money or touch a boob.
What about the time we were on the...
That was my whole focus.
Which, there's nothing wrong with either one.
Money
of those
and
things.
Boobs.
The levee at the refuge.
Oh, with Casey and all those guys when that bee went nuts and attacked my hat and everybody...
No.
Oh, you're not talking about that?
That was funny. But the mysterious dying duck, the midair...
That was the coolest thing because we all got ready and the duck is flying at us, right? Flying off the...
So we used to sit on the levee and just wait for him to come in because, I mean,
we had no money. We had no nothing.
None of us had a dime.
So there's a refuge, right? Yeah. And you'd sit in on the levee and you'd wait for the ducks to come off the refuge. And then if you were lucky enough, you'd get a shot at one. You know, yeah. That's kind of how it worked. And this one's coming right at us. And we're poised. We're ready. Here it comes. Gets probably 200 yards out and just drops out of the sky. No shotgun, no nothing. Just
didn't Dustin pull up on it, though?
No, we were ready.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just fell. Like it was, like it just gave up. Yeah. Yeah, natural causes. Here lies duck.
Yeah, it probably got hit, you know, on the other side of the refuge or whatever, one of the guys that had... But it was just hilarious because we were all ready to go, just like ready to spring, and this thing just folds.
So what is the, and maybe you don't want to say it here.
Yeah.
What's the shadiest thing you did as a kid? Like the thing where you're like, oh boy, that was not good.
I don't think I did anything shady until I was older. You know, it's if you do shady shit when you're a little kid, you don't really know, really. You kind of do. But you don't really know. Once you're about 15, 16, and you do some shady stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, did you do anything when you were 15 or 16 that was just shady?
No. No, I didn't do anything shady until I was, I think probably like 19, 20. Anything that was like really nefarious. Like,
see, I don't understand what was going on in my brain because you know I took over the abandoned house.
Yes.
It wasn't even abandoned. It was just for sale.
Yeah.
I took that over and made it my... summertime clubhouse and had pool parties. So that was cool. It was just kind of shady. I used to take everything out of people's cars. I'd find two open cars and I'd change all the belongings. So I would take everything out of the glove box and put it in the other glove box and I would move everybody's stuff.
The only thing I can really remember is being cool. About...
Yeah.
I flooded a guy's house once.
14 years old. Me. I won't name anybody else's names because they'll be... implicated in this. Me and a couple buddies from high school, one older buddy, we get in his, like, I don't know, 84, 85 Chevy pickup, and we burn up to Chico. And we're cruising around like we're looking for girls or something stupid. And we get to Chico, we're driving around, and dude's U-joint goes out on his truck. So we're like, what are we going to do? We put it in four-wheel drive, and he's cruising around, you know, 2 miles an hour through the neighborhoods, and he finds another Chevy pickup. And we get out, and we pulled the, grabbed the tools, climbed underneath it super quiet, pulled the U-joint out of the guy's truck and put it back in the drive line and drove home. And so you know that that guy got up in the morning and got in his truck to go to work, put it in gear, and it just went... Nothing. That was not one of my best things I've ever done. That was probably... I felt bad. I did. I felt real bad about that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even my truck. I was just a party to it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what...
You do dumb shit.
I think, though...
But I was remorseful, and that's the point, and I learned from it.
You know what's interesting, though, man, is you figure out, when you look back on all these things, what you figure out is how we got here.
Yeah. You know?
And even to this day, if something, what's the word? It's not questionable because I don't delve into the realm of questionable anymore. But I'll always jump first. You're still behind me going, I don't know, cop. And then I jump and you go, Christ. Now I gotta follow my brother. You know what I mean? Even to this day, it's that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way that it is. And if something is going to happen, you know, like, I still swing hard and I swing for home runs.
Yeah.
You know, to this day. And you still, you know, you play it safer. You try to get base hits. You do the things that you do. I think it's just, you know, we've been the same since we were little kids. And
yeah.
It doesn't change. I still, if we're going to get in trouble, it's probably going to be my fault. That's the way that it goes.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay. I think that's what you find out.
Well, it's the yin to the yang, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you left to your own devices, you'd just be a piece of shit.
Probably. I don't know if I'd be a piece of shit, but I will tell you this. That I don't think that I could succeed the way that we do here because I don't have the patience to do the things that you do.
Yeah, exactly. But this the opposite. I mean,
right.
I don't have the patience to do the things that you do that allow us to do everything that we do.
Right.
You know, systems and all that shit. I don't have, no.
But
it's
I
not
think,
me.
I think
all.
Also, I think there's that part, though, where I will go do something that you would never think to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's that thing where you're like,
but that's why it's always, you know, even Adam, he's very much like you in a lot of respects in the way that he, you know, he won't do anything until it's like absolutely perfect.
Right.
Where I'm a little bit more, let's do the best we can, get it out there.
Right.
If we have to refine along the way, we will. But if we don't do it now, somebody else is going to do it and we're going to be sitting there planning.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always work out. Neither does the other one.
No, it doesn't.
You got to have a little bit of both. Right.
But I think that, you know, if we can take one thing away from this seemingly pointless conversation, it is that if you have kids, watch who they are. See who they are. Let them be who they are. But also, remember that, you know, I designed a shirt today for another project that we're working on that just says, "Stop showing me pictures of your ugly kids." And I think that the point of that is, like, your kid's not special. Not everybody's kid is special. Not everybody's kid's going to be an attorney. I know you want them to be. I know you have the highest hopes. But I think sometimes people just have to be okay with the idea that their kid's going to grow up to be a cashier. And that's okay. Be a cashier. But just let them be happy being a cashier. And you know, realize that who these kids are, like, there's so much of who you are when you're 9, 10 years old that is who you're going to be when you're an adult. And if you can, as a parent, if you can stop trying to put your own aspirations onto your kids and stop trying to get them to succeed where you failed,
yes,
and just simply look at them and say, this is a cool little person and these are the things that that person is good at and I'm just going to let them be good at their thing, I think what you'll find is, and I can only speak for myself, but you'll find that they have a greater likelihood of succeeding because they will feel good about themselves. And this is not the realm I ever thought that I would be successful in. But
no.
I made it into this realm so that I could, or I made it into this, and I'm using all the same things that I had when I was 9, 10, 11 years old. That's what's making me succeed today, is all the built-in stuff that I had when I was a kid.
Well, let them be who they are, you know? Like I always tell Kat, if Laurel wants to make, you know, finger paintings out of her own poop, but it makes her happy, I don't really care as long as she can pay her bills.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're not paying your bills, well, then you got something else going on.
You got a different
problem.
But just
be happy. I don't care.
Be
if you're
happy.
Doctor, lawyer, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
No. Nope.
What matters is that they are who they are. And like I said, if you can see that in your kids and you can encourage it, I think you'll be glad because they're going to grow up and they're going to use those things to be whatever it is that they want to be.
Hopefully she'll be a musician.
Yeah, hopefully. What's that? Oh, it's that same thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, Fever Dog is
great.
If you don't, I have this soundtrack. I own the Almost Famous soundtrack.
It's not on Apple Music.
No, it's not. It's pissing me off. Because I wanted to listen to it. Yeah. Go back and watch. Terrible movie, really. I mean, what's that girl's name? Goldie Hawn's daughter?
I thought that was her name, Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah. What's her name? Kate.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Speaking of Kate Hudson, you know who's related to her?
Kate Upton?
That Brandon kid that used to work for us. He posted a picture on his Instagram the other day of hanging out with Kate Hudson. It had like a family thing.
This, the little blonde kid that used to work for us.
Yeah.
He worked for us the whole time. He couldn't have told us. But yeah,
I know.
She was married to the dude from Muse back then.
I thought she was married to the guy from Black Crowes.
Yeah, him too.
Oh, both.
I was one guy away from Muse. See, I never liked that kid. And now I gotta kick his ass.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Damn it.
Thanks so much, guys, for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. If you enjoy it and you think your friends will enjoy it, please take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast and share it on your Instagram stories. Share it on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. Doesn't matter. Just share it with your friends. Let people know about the podcast. We'd really appreciate it. And also, we are in the mix of designing all of our new stuff for fall. So make sure that you stick around and you follow us on all of our social media channels. And you will see some sneak peeks of what's about to go down for fall and winter. Thanks a lot.